Hey, it's Francis here from The Splendid Table. We call ourselves the show for curious cooks and eaters, and you know, sometimes we're a little bit too curious, and the conversations go on longer than we can really fit in the show. But we don't want you to miss out on good stuff. So here's a bonus extended discussion from this week's episode. Samin Nosrat is author of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And you know, we had such a good time talking about acid that we went long. And Samin ended up talking about a favorite dish of both of ours, linguine with clams, and how she makes it with this technique of layering in the wine and the lemon and all these different acidic things to end up with just a killer version. So, Samin, talk to me about using acid and the sort of different techniques for using acid. I think, you know, the finishing move, squeeze a lemon, you know, on your plate of fish and chips or whatever, like that's a very obvious thing. You know, the shaking the malt vinegar onto your fries, you know, that's a pretty British thing, but like that's something that we sort of instinctively get. Ketchup in your fries. Ketchup obviously is sort of tart. So finishing with acid is pretty common, but you have this theory in the book about cooking acids versus garnishing acids, which are the finishing acids. So tell me about that and the difference between the two.
Sure. Yeah. I think cooking acids is kind of the secret thing that most people don't necessarily think of that does make a huge difference. And certainly in foods like very long cooked foods, braises and stews and anything that's just going to be simmering for a really long time and gets brown and rich over time, those things will always skew towards sweet, right? Browning is sweetness and very flavorful. So if we're not careful to work in acid early on, then those things can become too sweet. So I like to think of it as you're layering all these different acids in over the course of cooking. And I sort of divide it into cooking acids and garnishing acids. So the cooking acids in general are things like tomatoes, or beer or wine that you might sneak into a chili or a braise or a stew. Sometimes a cooking acid is vinegar that we, especially in a lot of sort of Chinese foods, I've found that you can work in a little vinegar early in the cooking. And those things will mellow out. And so it's not that when you're eating your, you know, braised short ribs 9 hours later, you're like, oh yeah, this tastes really winey. you can't really taste that wine or that vinegar or that beer. It's more that the flavors, they mellow, they come together. But if I hadn't worked that stuff in early, I'll miss it when it's not there, because I, again, don't get sort of that flavor balance. I'm just getting something that falls kind of flat and one-dimensional. So to me, I'm always thinking of how can I work acids in earlier into my cooking and let them play their role and mellow and bring things together and then balance everything and garnish it at the end.
Is there a reason for that? Like with seasoning, you know, so the whole like chef thing, the cook thing, it's like, oh, they look at a home cook and they say like, oh, you should season in layers, season when you start, season throughout the course of the dish, and maybe finish with salt. It's not the same at all as if you cook the whole dish without salt and then try to add salt in the end. And I think the science there is because the salt will actually work its way into the cells of the food, right? If you give it time and you give it heat over the course of the cooking. Does a similar thing happen with acid, or is it like a different effect?
I don't know the science behind that. I don't believe that it's about getting the acid in deeply. You know, it's not the same kind of thing. And sometimes actually putting acid in too early into a meal can cause textures to change. You know, like we all can sort of envision that making ceviche versus making tartare, right? Like the acids can toughen the proteins or whatever. So it's not for me something that I instruct people to do for any, I guess, textural reason or scientific reason. It's just about allowing different, the same flavors to play different roles in a meal. And so again, the same way that people talk about layering salt, I also talk about layering acid. And something I like to do is to sort of trick our palates with different versions and different parts of the same ingredient over the course of cooking a dish, whether that's lemon juice and lemon zest, or even the same wine that I work in early and then I bring in a few drops late. Even if I'm making, say, a beurre blanc or something, often I'll, you know, reduce some wine as the for the base, and then I'll save a few drops, a few tablespoons to add in at the end so that it has a freshness and a vibrancy that it didn't have in the beginning.
Oh, cool. Walk us through a dish that layers in acids like you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites is just pasta with clams. And so in the book, in the book, we sort of nail that into people with I talk you through the recipe. We have a beautiful illustrated version, and then we have the actual recipe in the back because I believe in this one so much. And I think there are a lot of secret ways to work in acids and get that balance and that mouth popping taste. So it starts with, you know, you're just steaming your clams open, and I use wine for that. So just any white wine is fine. And then you get this magical sort of liquid gold, or maybe liquid platinum is the color, which is this clammy, winey liquid, which is the sort of acidic base of the flavor. But already, because that's been cooked for a little while, that's mellowed a little bit. It's not quite as tart and acidic as it would be if it were just fresh wine added at the end. And that becomes the base of the sauce. And then we'll add maybe a little bit of lemon juice and get everything cooking. And I do sort of a heretical thing, which is once I've gotten the clams and the butter and the wine and everything sort of to the perfect spot with like chili flakes and a little bit of garlic and everything and getting it ready to toss with the pasta, I will actually sneak a little secret amount of Parmesan cheese in there, which is probably like will get me like shot in Italy or something. But
this is a safe space.
Combining of cheese. Thank you.
Tell me about your cheese and clams. It's cool.
Yeah, it's just a secret amount. And again, you know, Parmesan is one of those amazing, like, holy trinities of salt and fat and acid. And actually, like, it's almost a quadrinity. It's got umami in there, too. And so there's just that little bit of tang that we're working in. So that's another secret, like, form of garnishing that maybe is going to help us get to the right point. And then just before sort of I serve, once I've tossed it with the noodles and just before I serve it, I'll taste it again. And maybe now is the time to add a few more drops of fresh wine or a little squeeze of lemon to get it to that mouth puckering place. And then another sort of a secret trick that's a kind of a nice one is to put breadcrumbs on top that have been made with sourdough bread. So just a few little breadcrumbs that are crunchy and have a little tang of sourdough is, again, sort of another way to layer in acid. So suddenly this thing that could have just been made with one form of acid, just wine, you know, now has two forms of that wine, lemon juice, cheese, and sourdough breadcrumbs. So we've worked in five distinct forms of acid, and I think it really pays off.
Wow, that sounds killer. That's awesome.
It's so good. I'll make it
for
you sometime.
Okay, well, now I have to leave the studio and go make this linguine for myself. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Samin.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Francis.
Samin Nosrat is the author of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And of course, you can find Samin's recipes for Caesar salad and pasta with clams at splendidtable.org.